I'd also like to check in for WRKT 7101 if she was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're just a little bit staticky, but we can hear you quite well. So did you have any questions or suggestions about the topic of disaster psychology that Kimber was mentioning?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I did switch over to ELK, so hopefully this is a little better. And some of my thoughts were that maybe the best, I'm sure the best prep for a disaster would be to know and to trust God. That would be number one. And also I was thinking that how we react to loss, any loss right now, might possibly be an indication of what could happen during a disaster. Break. I thought that they had good points about eating and drinking and taking care of yourself. And one thing that they didn't mention that I think, you know, should help with panic is to realize that others are in the same situation if this is very much of a disaster, and to see what you might do to help them. It's just a thought.
Well, definitely. All of that makes total sense to me. And I think that's partially why we're covering some of these things, because of the disaster that happened in the South and how those folks must feel. And we pray for them all every day. So it's just kind of a refresher, kind of so we don't get complacent in our own household. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sylvia?
No. I don't know if it was on Gilbert or Elk right now, but did anybody hear them say that there's a frost warning or something like that?
Yes, ma'am, there is a frost warning for tomorrow morning and also Friday morning that I hear. So if you have something that you need to cover, you probably need to get on that.
Well, thank you very much. My weather station says it's supposed to be 40 in the morning. So, yeah, I'm going to probably go pick some tomatoes and cover some. So thank you very much. This is 656 Monitoring.
Copy that. Well, that's kind of why we wanted to let everybody know, because it's different for every area, so you know your own area better than the rest of us. So if that's what you need to do, then I guess we'll talk to you later, Sylvia. Well, thank you very much for participating in this radio check, and we appreciate your sharing, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
I have a flashlight, and I'm going to stay on for a while. Thank you, 656.
Copy that. Well, we totally appreciate that. I mean, maybe some of the other ladies have some awesome things to say as well. So thank you, Sylvia. So WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy. Loud and clear.
Copy that. You sound a little squeaky, Carol. I'm hoping that you're feeling all right, and if you're not, then just remember that you're in our thoughts and prayers. So Kimber had talked about disaster psychology and how that can affect a lot of different things. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Yes, one thing I would like to share is that first you need to really kind of sit down and assess what is happening around you and everything that is going on. Break. When we were in Red Cross, we learned to that it's a good idea to carry a bag of stuffed animals. And with it, because the children during an emergency, they don't know what they're scared. And if so back of giving them an animal, a stuffed animal, would really, really help them. It might even help you too.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Yeah, if something bad were going on like that, it might not hurt me to hug a little teddy bear. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
Well, right now, with my voice the way it is, it might be a good idea not to.
Copy that. Well, we appreciate what you've shared already. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is WQZA 709. And I read you loud and clear. And Carol, I would love one of those teddy bears.
There you go. Well, I know what's next on your guys' agenda. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. Hope you get well soon. You're in our thoughts and prayers. 3 seconds until the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy and read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So, Kimber was talking about disaster psychology and gave a few suggestions, and the other ladies have had a few suggestions. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
I've been getting a lot of training by watching what's going on in North Carolina, so it will really open your eyes to disaster.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. Like I said, until you see something like that, it's really easy to get complacent and think, well, that's not going to happen here, but then we never know, do we? Is there anything else you'd like to share, Diana?
Oh, but, well, one thing that I have learned from them, the YouTube videos I've watched, is that many of the people have been listening on ham radios, and that's how they've gotten their information.
Copy that. Yeah, I've heard that before. I know in other disasters it was the ham radio operators that kept everybody informed. And that's one reason why we're doing what we are doing. So we all know how to share with one another. So if there's news to share, we can pass it on. Is there anything else, Diana?
No, I hope everybody has a great night and that we'll see you on Saturday. Bye.
Copy that. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday as well, Diana. Well, thank you for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Hey there. I heard talk about the HF. People were able to listen on their HF radios. There and there's a lot of I was going to discuss that at the party this weekend, what Amron has been doing back there, and we're setting up a fund at soamron.com. You can go to that page, soamron.com, and there is to donate to radio operators in that area who are boots on the ground. They're going in and marching into places inaccessible and treacherous, and they're helping people set up radios to communicate with one another. And you can do it on shortwave radio. You can do it on digital radio. And there's ways to get it without having your HF license. You can still listen. If anybody's interested in that, I will be talking about it at the party. And I also have a link to a video that tells you all about how you can listen to this HF radio without your license if you need to listen. You can always reach out for help if you're having a life-changing emergency anyway. You don't have to have a license for that. So anyway, I'll be talking about that, and it's good to know that that's happening. So I think that's it. Back to it. Thanks.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that information, Kimber. And if you so choose to donate, you can go to the website that Kimber mentioned. Sorry, I ran across WRMY378 Robin. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hey, this is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy you loud and clear. How about me?
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Sorry, I've kind of gotten out of order this evening, but I'm able to get out of order as well, you know. Anyway, 487 Kimber was talking about disaster psychology, and several ladies have offered suggestions or help. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
No, I agree totally with what Kimber had to talk about. I had been reading it earlier, and as far as the YouTube videos and stuff that Diana was talking about, I watched several of them myself, and boy, those people just need to be preyed on for sure. But it's good lessons for us to see. I have been perusing the AmronNet webpage, and I did do a donation, and I was going to suggest that to all that feel inclined to do it, because it's going to help the boots on the ground over there very, very much. That's all that I got to say, and I'm going to be monitoring for a little bit. 378, monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that information, Robin. We really appreciate it. We thank you for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Judy. So the ladies have been talking about disaster psychology and an emergency like that, and the ladies have had several ideas and suggestions. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Yeah, the information that Kimber was reading is very important. I agree. The ham radio operators, amateur radio, is like the center of action where the disasters are happening. And it's a really good reminder for us what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, and what we should be practicing. So my heart goes out to them, I'm going to check out the Southern Oregon AMRON website as well for the fundraiser. I do want to remind people that be careful where you donate to. You know, the one that Kimber had said, you know, definitely is obviously secure, and Grindstone Ministries. There's a couple other ones that are really good, but just make sure you do your research if you give funding. Break. And mindset is really the main thing when we're in a disaster is to be really mindful, to breathe deep, and to keep your head about and be discerning and be really, you know, what do they call that, where, you know, it's like red, green, yellow. Be aware of your surroundings and what's going on with you. We practice that a lot in emergency preparedness, emergency training. I guess we practice it every winter when we have little disasters here and there. But that's about all I have to offer, and thanks for all the suggestions and the reminders from everybody.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Judy. Would you like to talk about the IVARCNet?
Yes, IVARC meets second Tuesday at Wild River from 6 to 8 in Cape Junction, and our nets are on Monday night. We start with the GMRS with the repeater, and then we move over to the FRS-3 and MERS-3 to practice radio-to-radio so we can find out who's in our neighborhood, who we can contact in our neighborhood, and we have transmission and reception from, and who we'll be able to talk to when the SHT happens. And I love what we're doing, and the camaraderie and the collaboration is happening, and, you know, the communities need to have radio operators, and so I think we're all doing a good thing. Thanks for doing the net, Karen. Love the Patriot Ladies.
Well, thank you, Judy. Yes, that's a total reminder that we have to keep it together when doo-doo occurs, because you never know when that's going to happen. So, and that's what we're doing here, is we're learning how to help and listen to one another so we can help others as well. Well, thank you, Judy, for participating in this radio check. We love that you share. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 8262, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX359, Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRPL 8262, reading you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Sue. So we've been talking about disaster psychology from the Family Emergency Manual. And or handbook, and we've had a lot of good suggestions from a lot of the ladies. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
I don't have the handbook, and I miss Kimber, but I think being alone would be awfully hard, and it's a good thing you have community that, you know, you can count on, and hopefully your neighbors. And it was good to hear Robin's voice. And that's about all I can say. I mean, we should get ready, you know, have games and stuff that you can do with your partner or whatever.
Copy. That makes total sense to me. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sue?